Back on Fred Nat's On Deck for the Fred Nat Focus. Today it's left-handed reliever Merritt Beaker. Merritt, thanks for taking the time.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So there was an off day yesterday with the rain out. I know that you guys kind of got maybe a late word, but did you get to do anything fun after finding out the game was banged and give yourself some time to enjoy life off the field?
I just hung out with some of the guys for a little bit, just kill some time, and then my girlfriend came into town, so I spent the rest of the night with her.
You had a big part in the win on Thursday, going three innings, keeping the game close for a while. What stood out to you about your outing, and what did it mean to you to be able to kind of play a piece in a win that you guys were able to come back and win late?
My whole goal coming into the game was just to keep it where it was at and to minimize damage and everything like that. We had runners on first and second coming into the game with no outs, so the whole goal was just to get early contact and get off the field and then manage the game from there and give the bullpen an offense chance to win the game.
You got to pitch a little bit at the end of last year, and you had an early appearance this year. What was the emphasis for you over the offseason? You know, going into your first professional offseason, what were you focused on before you knew you'd come back to camp and play in the pros again this year?
The whole focus for me was just to prepare my body for a long season. I mean, coming from college and all that stuff, it's a completely different ballgame, and you got to stay healthy and all of that stuff. So I took a big emphasis on preparing my body to be ready for all of these games and six games a week. And then obviously, like, there were some mechanical things and pitch design stuff that I wanted to work on, so I took time to do that stuff as well.
In terms of getting physically ready for you during the offseason, what does that look like? What goes into that preparation?
From a physical standpoint, it's making sure you're eating the right things each day, getting enough sleep and all of that, and then just following a weight program and mobility program that's not only just going to get me stronger, but also build endurance and all that stuff. So a lot of, like, running, jumps, like, whatever that might be, along with the strength aspect of it as well.
Is the longer season for you the biggest difference between, you know, college and pro ball? And is there anything else that stands out to you early on in your pro career that's different than the college game?
Well, yeah, like I said, obviously six games in a week is completely different than what you're used to in college. But obviously from a pitcher standpoint, hitters, everybody here is good, so it's not like you can take off an at bat or like a pitch. Like, you have to be locked in every single pitch, and there's not really any holes in any of the lineups, so anybody can do damage. That's what I would say the big difference is for me would be, yeah, the games, and also knowing that you can't fall asleep at a pitch. Yeah, every pitch has to have intent and a purpose behind it.
You got a little bit of a pro preview getting to pitch on Cape Cod last year. What was that experience like for you, and does that compare at all to this professional level?
Yeah, playing up there this past summer, that was a dream come true for me, really. It was something I always wanted to do, and I'm super grateful to have the opportunity to have done that. But, yeah, I would say it's a lot like this. I mean, everybody that's playing up there is the best of the best in college, so it's a lot of similarities there. Is you have the best players in college baseball playing in one area, whereas here you have the best players in the world playing in one area. So yeah, it's pretty similar, but yeah, that's what my take on it.
Last question for you. The bullpen's just been so good to start the year. 3.66 ERA. You guys have 44 strikeouts to 19 walks. As this series finishes up and as the season continues, what do you guys need to do to continue to be successful as the arms coming out of the bullpen?
I think that we just need to keep doing what we've been doing this week. We've done a really good job of not allowing free passes, like walks or any of that stuff, and commanding the ball and getting early contact. And I think that's just a recipe for what we need to do for the rest of the year. I mean, we're walking guys and stuff like that and giving free passes. That leads to kind of how we did in the first week, where we had chances to win all three of those games, but free passes ended up biting us and we dropped them. So yeah, I definitely believe it's just going in there and attacking the zone and letting whatever happens, not giving them any free chances.
That's Fred Nat, lefty, Merritt Beaker. Merritt, thanks for the time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Go Nats.